I was coming to get a model that I could check. I was going to look for ones that were on offer for the additional awards, and to look at, you know, this concept of life-wide learning, and is it higher education's responsibility to be responsible for life-wide activities when education isn't responsible for the life-wide enrichment of children because other people have influences on it. And I'm more confused now than I was 2 days ago. And I have to inform my DVC to next time. So I'm kind of, and what Mark, what you were saying about the pros and cons, I've been kind of making a mental list in my head as well. And I was so pleased to hear the word PDP mentioned today, because it was the first time, Rob, when you were in the room, that we'd heard PDP mentioned, and we've all been in PDP for so long, it just feels like it's part of it. Yeah. But yesterday it didn't feel like we were talking about it. So for me, I'm more confused than I potentially was. But I know what you mean about the life-wide. Because we all do different things outside our work, or we should.
I mean, our award is like, not in existence yet, it's just a set of ideas, but that notion of those four learning goals, essentially, you know, a student could give up all sorts of different, but ours isn't employer-facing with lists, and it wouldn't be, because I don't think you could ever get that right, I don't think you should try.
I like your kind of triangle or triangle model of the four.
Well, that's just learning. Trying to represent a holistic whole.
But I think that's what we do. That's what the curricula should be, rather than...
But it's but everything a student does. So students say that, well, this is the only people I tend to engage with because they're the ones that come to the meetings that I'm at. But I mean, they say we don't get valued for making all that travel and learning that we have, you know, coming away from home. Or even it's a mature student, it's other sorts of things that they come with. That's not at all recognised in the curriculum. But it is recognised in those four learning goals. And so we're trying to push that as a whole holistic learning experience and say, actually, we value you as a student making the journey and growing into a mature, independent, judgment-making adult or learner, you know, life-wide learner. So I think you can, if that's what your problem is you're trying to solve.
Yeah, and I think PDP does that.
Well, I think PDPs are very different. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Because we had one model that was top-down imposed, like money to get something to happen. But then it went into faculties, and of course, properly, they've done different things with them to suit properly the pedagogies, discourses. But I think that they therefore are restricted within those discourses, actually. And that's another restriction for students, so they don't necessarily get a wider thing.
But it depends on the different models of PDP, I think. But I think what's perplexing me, and I can't formulate the questions, I need to go away and think about it a bit more. But I've been at this institution for 11 years, and I left recently, and I'm at a different institution now, and PDP is something else. And I was hugely frustrated yesterday, and I'm still frustrated now, because my colleague Anne Lee and I, set up this fantastic, really, truly integrated PDP system that took on curriculum activity, it took on extracurricular activity, hugely flexible for the disciplines to decide themselves how they want to do it. To me, that's a life-wide learning approach, and it's driven me up the wall, having to sit on my hands today and yesterday. For God's sake, we've been doing it here for a long time. But it's when you hand it over, and it's our academic colleagues who still are not engaging with it as well. And it's a beautiful system. I keep talking about it at my new place, and they go, oh, that sounds really good. Yeah, it is really good, but it's the engagement of all the different stakeholders. And, you know, I've listened to Dave Crook talking before lunch about how he's developed this award, and he's done it in exactly the same sort of way as I would do with that engagement. But it's actually what happens beyond that initial discussion with the implementation. I think that's what, you know, I can't put my thoughts together properly because I'm just so partly incensed. But I think, for God's sake, we've been sitting on something fantastic and valuable here for about 4 years, and nobody's done anything with it.
In a previous institution in the mid-90s, I drove a whole curriculum PDP approach, and by 99, somewhere, it was completely implemented across every. So it was a 20-credit module in year one, everybody had to do it, right? So it was top-down, everybody did it. Obviously, it was best for me at that stage to stand back, blah, blah, and I actually left that institution in the early 2000s. But it only lasted about 2003, and then a lot of evaluation work done on it. well, before it was born, as thrown out, because you couldn't get beyond those tutors who didn't value it. Where the tutors valued it, it was great, the students had a great thing from it, and they all passed excellent, and they all understood what it was for. Where the tutors didn't value it, the students failed. They literally failed the programme.
Yeah.
And you can't have that.
No,
so,
right.
I mean, I've come away from that, like, huge model, because you aren't going to take those members of staff into that space.
Straight to me this morning, and the employers panel, I think, was one of the best panel discussions I've ever experienced in an event like this. And they were so provocative in what they were saying, and I thought, but you're telling the wrong people these things, because we're all sitting there, by and large, you know, agreeing in part with what they're saying, but my colleagues.
But you have to be pragmatic to go out. It has to. You have to make it work pragmatically.
Absolutely. I'm a very, very pragmatic person. I don't know. I've just been more frustrated than ever by this stage, and I thought I was going to find some answers, maybe, or some kind of situate this somewhere, and I haven't yet. I think that's not. You know, it's not a bad thing. It's probably a good thing.
It's a frustrating thing.
Frustrating. Yes, absolutely.
Can I just say, I mean, part of my PhD is to investigate PhD at university. And one of the interesting things I found, I've only been working with staff who value PhD, because anyone's all talked to me anyway. But the issue I've found quite strongly is the fact that even when you build a PDP system into a department, by the time that actually gets shifted considerably on every single lecturer who presents it.
Exactly.
So even if you go for 5 years presenting the system, that is not going to get presented the way you think it is when it gets there.
That's the problem. Yeah. I wouldn't mind if they remembered and there was only about 4 principles. but they've forgotten those and they got bogged down in the detail of some activity. Well, what really? The activity was neither here nor there.
Yeah.
The principles that were important.
They all totally disagree, even inside the same department. They're
yeah.
Essentially. Some think it's for subject, some think it's for professionalism, some think it's for, and a big mix between. It's not like a simple as Claire says it's this, this or this. It's a huge, horrible quagmire where each person who teaches it actually thinks something different.
Yeah.
And so the student is bound to be impacted on who they're actually getting taught by more than the
unit they're taking. It's having that clarity of a model at the outset, I think. And, you know, you were quite right when you said, you know, it's all 90% of it is about employability, and that's not what it's about. And I've always had, ever since I started work here, which is in 1998, this model in mind about what students ought to be building on over the years that they're here. And yes, it's about employability, but it's also about, you know, building their research skills, their self-awareness, all of those things. And I can see, you know, I've always liked the work that Mark's done at Luton and Bedfordshire, which has done that in a lot more detail than I could ever hope to do here, but it's not just about employability, and I think that's unfortunate if we end up...
Well, it's unfortunate, yes. And the other thing I was thinking that we were saying earlier, Penny, which has come back to me now, is there's a risk that we throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
So PDP's been kind of in the background and is sort of somewhere not quite in the room. But, and the other thing about that is that the other connection is that when ESEX was running, the employability coordination team was running, the key message was employability and good learning go together.
Mm-hmm.
They're not competitors. If we can get the pedagogy right, whatever that means, we will develop the kinds of, enable our students to develop the kind of capabilities that will make them better researchers, more effective learners, and potentially more employable employees, which is why somehow that all of this separation stuff starts to put us in conflict with one another again, because we can't agree what it's for, and you can't have it in my curriculum time.
It does feel like we're reinventing, steps back rather than building on.
That's how I feel about it. I just think, in a sense, you know, this, I mean, I only came here today, so I haven't had the few days to sort of think about things, but I work at the University of Kent, and our solutions for PDP have been really, you know, from an institutional level, we grabbed at any portfolio, I felt, and we just said, oh, that'll solve it, you know, that will do it. And we can, you know, we can show the outside world that we're doing PDP because we have this flash e-portfolio, you know. And that was about three, four years ago. And I think now it's going to grab an award. And it's going to be very similar, you know, this is a physical thing that we can point to and we can say that there it is, this is what it is, it's all wrapped up in an award and this is how our students get it. The difference, I think, to a certain extent, is that at Kent, the e-portfolios seem to be saying it is centred in the curriculum and it's a discipline-led approach, whereas the award seems to be very generic and, you know, this is an institutional approach. And for me, as a PDP coordinator, I find it really difficult to sort of position, because my feeling is it's a curriculum activity. It should be anchored in the curriculum about learning. But I can see that things are changing. The e-portfolio is actually being marginalised, and the award seems to be taking prominence.
What's the driver for the award?
I think... I don't really know. I think it's something to point at, and employability, but it's not clear yet to me.
Still, what problem trying to solve then? Yeah. Or they don't know who no. they
are. I think a lot of, just thinking about the institution I'm in now, a lot of what they're looking at now is driven by NSS yes. scores, and we're a very, very low performing institution in terms of the NSS, but you know, we're a specialist art and design institution, and things like feedback differ enormously in that discipline area to what it does here. And I think it's the same with employability. Our students are saying, well, they're not prepared for employment. Yet my Vice Chancellor stood up yesterday and listed all the skills that our students do when they're learning to be practitioners. No, it's making it explicit. Yes. And I guess that's sometimes what the award's doing. Well, yeah, because we are doing it, and we're driven by things like NSS. This is the badge.
Just really just move on the curriculum. Is doing that? Because there's curriculum and contextual
yes.
skills. They need to be able to talk about it in the context of their curriculum.
That's
Really, we ought to have it the other way around. They ought to be taking the skills they get outside and bringing them into the curriculum and show how that relates to the creative industries and other things, not parking it on one side outside.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll go away from here to say that very thing, not, oh yeah, let's shove it on. I don't even think we'll be looking at an award, but at the moment, the students don't know the value of what they're getting because it's not made that clear. Too, and they're hugely entrepreneurial.
But in the end, they've got to articulate it. That's the problem. It's no good you articulating it.
That's right. No.
But they have to recognise it.
There are professional practice modules in nearly all of the degrees, as far as I know. I'm going to be there 3 months, five classes, I've managed to crack it all there. But there's a lot there that's just ignored, and, you know.
It seems to me there's a kind of... the question you've got is some of the language about integration, about synthesis, about making things explicit, is coexisting with a context which there is just articulating, which is about different initiatives and sort of things kind of layering on other things, you know, the latest big idea, and maybe extracurricular awards is the new PDP or something. And somehow we maybe have to try and remind ourselves what's already there and build a big picture and try and connect the bits in the picture together rather than say, actually, well, a lot of people have forgotten about PDP, so let's have something else. I think the driver for me, I don't think there is a problem to solve about extracurricular awards for a lot of people. For vice chancellors, it is they've got one, so we must have one.
So that's the driver, but it's not really useful to the rest of us who have to
be
doing this if we don't have a reason for it.
No. Yeah, but that is what.
Then, that your holistic model with
yes.
triangles.
Yes, and then things
like readiness for opportunity. The student has to be able to make and take opportunities, understand and articulate all that.
And take that responsibility.
Responsibility. Yeah. That's very clear.
And be appraised of the institutional facility. To build that picture of themselves.
That's why we've invented the Opportunity Gateway, which is online and will alert students, and the e-portfolio, which will all be formulated to alert students. And what you can only do what you can do, but I with Mark, it's got to be curriculum driven, really. But other stuff values, so if they do other things, tiddly wings or volunteering, and loads of students do stuff that we know nothing about, thank goodness we haven't got the time. But
I didn't realise my students had to fundraise to put on degree shows, which is the culmination of their 3 or 4 year degree. And some of the things they do, I'm sure I'll find more out as I go along, but quite exciting things.
Yes.
That's ignored. Yes. To show what this is like work, it's all about what they've done. But some of the reflective portfolio, I was telling Mark yesterday, are fabulous in this area, but it's a means to an end for a module, whereas there's such a lot of transferability within that.
When students get to situations with employers or anybody externally, can they articulate? Can they draw on that? That's the key skill.
Yeah.
That's what they need to be able to do.
And be confident to do it.
Yeah.
And if all our students are like that, everybody will want them.
Yeah. And then we'll have something else to get to separate them again.
Yes. That's the other thing we've got to be very careful about in the sense that if all our students become much better at doing everything, that doesn't, except possibly at the margin, create any more jobs.
There's still going to be competition at that individual
job. Yeah, all it does is move the goalposts. Yeah. That's, it's a regrettable reality, but that is
And we'll still have the same students, as we were hearing a lot of yesterday, the good students who actually put themselves forward to do these kind of activities, engaging the wider student body.
I have found it useful to have this idea of pros and cons for the award. Because we're sort of process of starting to think whether it's useful for Kent, and there is, from the Vice Chancellor, we want to do this. But it's quite useful to, amongst colleagues, to say, well, what's good and what's bad about
it? Yeah, so if we have to do it, what should it look like?
So I found that you opened it up, I think, but that's quite interesting to sort of just build on that.
Now, Leeds, we're one of those institutions who decided not to do an award, and we shared your view of the York Award, as you know. It's fine, it's an elitist award for the 50 who can go through.
Yeah.
And the presentations I've been to over these 2 days, people are aiming for bigger numbers, but it still isn't everybody.
No,
and almost by implication, you are choosing to advantage 20% and disadvantage 8%, and that just doesn't seem right. It's just not the way that we want it to go.
Especially as you're taking extra results.
And absolutely.
Those students who already probably are quite resource rich.
We could never have resourced something for all students, which is what we want to do. We want to make it clear from the outset there is an entitlement to encouragement, support, recognition of extracurricular, co-curricular activities. That's an entitlement. It's not something special that only the elite can do. But the trick, you know Leeds as well as, you and I go back with Lewis Elton into enterprise in higher education. We were trying to do this in 1980, weren't we? Now, for Leeds, the time wasn't really right. And again, it wasn't right. Now we've got Leeds for Life, which is about talking about skills, recognising the value, integrating the development into the overall curriculum. Suddenly it's the right time for Leeds to think about those kinds of things. But that's partly because of it's come from the Vice Chancellor for Learning and Teaching. She launched it, she pushes it all the time. Over 2 years she's been consistent, not launched as an initiative and then off she goes to do something else. So consistent, sticks with it all the way through. But also because it was a point I think you made earlier about building into what's already there. PDP failed at Leeds. It fails the right word. Some people do it well, some people don't do it at all. Some people pretend they do, some people say. We don't have an e-portfolio tool. We have a VLE. We have a portal. We have all kinds of things, but we don't have an e-portfolio tool. But the success of Leeds for Life is saying personal tutoring is the place where these kinds of discussions take place. And our kind of academics, whatever they are, accepted the idea that, I should be talking one-to-one with my students. Yeah, that's an academically thing, If I was at Oxford or Cambridge, I'd be doing that. Right. Okay, so they accept the value of the personal tutoring.